diet, nutrition, and overall health. Outside of my house, there's actually there's a park, and this park, just to tell you just how the type of city that Melbourne is, this park is there's a soccer field, there's tennis courts, then there's just an empty field where you can go and chase your dogs and stuff like that. In the middle of the soccer field, not in the middle, but on the edge of the soccer field, there is like a this building where, like, if you have a cricket team or a soccer team, you can have presentations, pre-game meetings and stuff like that, and all this is 100% free. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this place was labeled the most livable city in the world. There's a reason behind that. I mean, you have, again, we almost have no reason to leave here like fatter or unhealthier or slobbier than you left, because, like, there's that park, and then if you go maybe 1 kilometer down the road, there's a place called the Monash Aquatic Center, which has pools, jacuzzis, a gym, and all that at a very cheap price. You go up the road, there's a boxing gym. About two suburbs up, there's a boxing gym where you can go and learn some boxing. And if you go about three suburbs up, there's a bodybuilding club. Go down, there's gyms all over the place. There's places where you can do yoga, places where you can do martial arts, places where you can learn how to dance and do salsa and all of that. So, I mean, in terms of exercise, the resources are available very cheap. I mean, it's pretty much for you to pay for a monthly gym membership, all you need to do is go to work for 3 hours. Maybe between 3 to 6 hours, and that's it. And you've paid for your gym membership for an entire month. Like, at that aquatic center, you get free access to the gym, the pool, and all of that. So, I mean, that's definitely in abundance. In terms of diet, I've been to the United States, and if you live in the United States, I am so sorry. In terms of food, I really am so sorry. I ate French fries 3 times, and every time I ate them, I threw up. I actually could not eat in any restaurant. The only restaurant I could eat in and not go sick or spit out the food was a Mexican restaurant called Bennigan's. Other than that, someone just had to cook for me. Otherwise, I just couldn't eat. In Australia, I never had problems of that nature. Food here, a lot of people say apparently that the chicken here is much worse. I don't eat meat, so I don't know. But back when I used to eat meat, I didn't see it personally. But I mean, apparently there's a lower quality of food here, and chances are it probably is, but it's not that big. I mean, when you come here, you'll enjoy eating here. You won't complain much about, like, the food is terrible and stuff like that. You'll pretty much be able to cook what you used to cook to a large extent. So, like, in terms of diet, diet here is pretty much, you're pretty much okay. In terms of eating an organic lifestyle, it's definitely increasing. There are not as many, like, organic farmers markets and organic food stores and farmers who give you produce and all that. They're not that many, but you can find them. You can find them. They're guys who deliver produce to your house. They're guys who grow stuff in their backyard and can deliver it to you. There's places like, I'm fortunate, like I live in Glen Waverley, and I won't lie, my suburb is pretty much, it's one of the best. So, like, everything I'm saying about Glen Waverley is, it's pretty much at a superior level. So, like, in other places, it'll probably be at a bit of a lower level, but it's still pretty high. So the reason I'm saying that is because at Glen Waverley, they actually do have, like, an organic food store, and we have, like, Indian stores, Chinese stores, and stuff like that. But, you know, you shouldn't have much of a problem. If you want to eat healthy, it should be doable. And organic food is definitely on the increase. So in terms of diet, you're pretty much well set. So I think I will end it pretty much there. I hope this has been of some use to you. Any feedback on how to improve this series, please let me know. And over the course of this week, I'll pretty much have some interviews with other people. Like, I'll interview the people who brought me here, aka my parents. I'll interview, like, some guys who are working professionals here. I'll give a wide variety of perspectives, people who are students and stuff like that, and give you a pretty clear picture of just how Melbourne is. So with that, I wish you a good day. This is Mwangi here. Have a good one.